Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 19 today, verses 16 through 25. Exodus 19, 16 through 25. It says, on the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. So all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now the Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke and God answered him in thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. And let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. And Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us, saying, set limits around the mountain and consecrate it. And the Lord said to him, go down and come up, bringing Aaron with you, but do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. Now this is interesting. Why does God keep repeating this warning? He's already told Moses, don't let the people come near the mountain, set limits or else they'll be killed. And then tells Moses and make sure that, and he goes, look, God, they're not going to do that. You've already warned us. You've already said this. And then God says it a third time. He says, okay, you and Aaron come up, but don't let the people come near the mountain. Listen, that's because God is stressing to them that he is holy. Folks, I don't think any of us on the earth fully understand the holiness of God. I think some might understand it more than others, but even to its fullest extent, I don't think any of us really fully understand the holiness of God. And we must remember always that God is holy. Listen to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. It says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. I'm going to read that to you again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. In order to get right with God, in order to come to Him, in order to have a right relationship with the one who created you, first and foremost, you must understand He's not like you. He's other. He's beyond you. He's greater than you, and He is holy, and He is perfect. He's not like a man. We've been made in His image and we've marred that image because of sin, but God, first and foremost, is a holy God. Now, to seek God and to try to know God is a good thing, but you must do so on His terms. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned and were removed from His presence, and then He set the cherubim to guard the way to the tree of life? That way no one could come to it unless, of course, they came on His terms. The Bible's really very clear that Jesus Himself said in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Me. Listen to that again. Jesus said, there aren't many ways to God. There's only one, and that's through Me. In John chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus Himself said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Folks, listen. The only way to be right with God is through Jesus. Why? Because Jesus lived the sinless life that we could not. Jesus is God, and He came down and He took on human form to live as a human, yet without sin. And then God punished Him, and His blood was shed on our behalf. All of the things that God was doing in the Old Testament to show what Christ was going to do were fulfilled in Jesus. The sacrifices, all the laws, the blood that had to be shed, the Passover lamb. I could go on and on. Folks, listen closely. Jesus is the only way to the Father. God wants you to seek Him, but you must seek Him on His terms. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. And how we're to seek Him is through Jesus Christ, because you need someone to mediate between you and holy God. Jesus is the only one. I pray you do. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.